evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special, very special, called meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen for July, what is it, 31st?
Yep.
2008. We have only one matter on our printed agenda tonight, but I am going to, if I may, take a personal moment to say that I have a proclamation, and I'm not going to reveal all of the details behind my proclamation, but there's a very special resident of our of Carrboro who's going to be recognized not only by this proclamation, but also by much higher powers than the town of Carrboro sometime soon. And without revealing too many details about that, I would like to read the following proclamation. Whereas Ellen Perry has been working to provide and promote full lives for people with disabilities, and whereas she founded RAIN, Real Advocates Now Emerging, an advocacy group based on the principles of self-determination, and whereas through continuous efforts by RAIN, two automatic door openers were installed at Carrboro Town Hall and at the Century Center, providing a significant improvement in mobility for many town residents with disabilities. And whereas she is part of the Self-Advocate Leadership Network, a team of self-advocates and their allies who travel to prepare self-advocates to play leadership roles in shaping developmental disability systems to promote self-determination, community integration, and participant-driven supports. And whereas she is a member of the North Carolina Council on Developmental Disabilities and has been a member of the Orange County Disabilities Awareness Council, and whereas she served multiple terms on the Town of Carrboro's Transportation Advisory Board, where she advocated for transportation for people with disabilities, among many other issues. And whereas she requested that money be given to make sidewalks safer and to fund bicycle and helmet safety programs. And whereas she has advocated to increase lighting on Carrboro streets. And whereas she has worked tirelessly for the creation of more housing options for handicapped individuals in the Town of Carrboro. And whereas she has volunteered numerous hours to Carrboro events and committees, giving the gift of her time. And whereas she is a strong woman whose determination and positive outlook on life has made a significant impact on the Carrboro community, helping people to understand that people with disabilities think and act independently. And whereas she has played a pivotal role in the Hurricane Katrina Equipment Distribution Program for people with disabilities and older people, now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mark Chilton, the mayor of the town of Carrboro, North Carolina, recognize the accomplishments of Ellen Perry, a valued and respected member of the Carrboro community, for her many years of service and dedication to Carrboro citizens by declaring Thursday, August 7th, as Ellen Perry Day in the town of Carrboro.
Yay!
Now, I'll let the big boys and girls over in Raleigh have their exciting announcements when Thursday, August 7th, rolls around. But I just want to say, on behalf of our entire town, Ellen Perry, we are proud of you. Thank you.
Yay.
All right. With that, we'll turn to our regular, not so regular agenda. Mr. Manager, do you have any presentation for the board?
No, sir.
All right. We have before us a proposed ordinance establishing maximum fees and other requirements applicable to those engaged in the business of towing vehicles from private property. Are there any persons here from the public who wish to speak on this issue? If not, board members, there are questions or comments about the ordinance?
No, I was just reviewing the ordinance, and I just had a question for the last line on Section 878.1. It talks about the towing or storage firm must accept payment by a credit card or debit card, which I'm very supportive of, and shall provide a receipt for each payment at the time the payment is made. I'm wondering, do we ensure somehow that if someone has to pay cash, they get a receipt too? And so instead of having it interpreted, could we just add language that would indicate however payment you make, that you get a receipt. Right. That's my only.
Or just put a period after debit card,
right,
and say a receipt shall be provided for each payment at the time.
That's fine. I mean, if Y'all don't?
That works.
Does that work, Mr. Attorney?
Yeah, why don't we just put a period at the debit card,
okay.
Period, and then strike the and say the towing or storage firm shall provide a receipt.
Okay.
Didn't want that.
For each payment at the time the payment is made.
Fine.
Okay.
That's the only question I have.
All right. Are there other questions or comments from members of the board?
Move the item as amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the ordinance signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. There's a surprise for you. I'll just briefly say that I'm very hopeful that between the actions that this board has chosen to take tonight and the recent actions that we understand Abbey Court Homeowners Association is currently considering. We hope that this will put most of the issues around parking at Abbey Court and around parking issues throughout our community to rest for a time. This is a very unusual step by this board. I do not know of a time when the Board of Aldermen has interrupted its summer break to take action on a special called meeting. In fact, in 17 years I've been involved in local government, I can't think of a time when any of our local boards have interrupted their summer break to have a special called meeting. But this topic is, I know, near and dear to the hearts of many, many people in Carrboro, including everyone on this Board of Aldermen. And finally, I would just like to add that, Mr. Manager, we are grateful for your leadership, for your staff's responsiveness and attention to the matters going on at Abbey Court. We know that this has not been an easy time for the police department. It's not been an easy time for inspections, for the fire department, for public works. There have been many issues for us to address, and I think there are probably a few more even after we're done tonight. But the fact is that we're a town that values everyone who lives in our community, and that is expressed not only through the actions of this Board of Aldermen, but the actions of our town employees and their responsiveness to the situations that arise from time to time in our community. And I think I speak for the whole Board of Aldermen when I say we want to thank you all for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Are there any other matters from the Board of Aldermen?
Jackie was first.
Jackie, John, and Dan.
I think our town staff has done an incredible job. I'm also very, very proud of the residents at Abbey Court. Mark and I have been down there on numerous occasions over the past couple weeks. And, you know, it takes a lot when you're kind of scared and when you feel marginalized to stand up for yourself. And those folks have done that. And I think the town standing behind them has given them a new lease on who they are. And they're not going to be so easy to push over. But mainly I want to thank Mark. Mark's had exhibited incredible leadership. His ability to connect with the residents there was really striking. And his language skills were wonderful. I know Mark kept enabled people to get their point across, to get their anger out, and yet managed to keep things calm. And I think he did a wonderful job of that, and his compassion was really out there. So thank you, Mark. You've been really great during this time.
Been proud to do it. Thank you, Jackie.
I just want to echo what Jackie said and also thank her and Alderman Dan Coleman, which I believe that you guys were in the took personal time to go to the event the day this stuff started happening, and some of us were out of town. And thank you for your leadership and really stepping into the plate and trying to find a win-win situation there. When there's so much tension, and thank you so much for even coming out with this ordinance that will protect not only the residents of Abbey Court, but every resident in the town of Carrboro. And also I think it sends a strong message that this is a community that values its diversity and protects it. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And I just want to make a comment on this regulatory action we're taking tonight, because businesses and some people in the community sort of brace whenever government steps in to apply a regulation on business. And I want to speak for myself, and I believe this is true of my colleagues, that it gives us no pleasure to have to come here tonight and create this regulation and to place the burden on our staff of enforcing it. And the fact is that we've gotten to a situation where the regular actions of certain businesses were abusive to residents of our community and disruptive to community life. And that's where it's the responsibility of local government to step in and to support the general welfare and well-being of the community. But I think, I want to put the message out that I would certainly, and I think this board would much prefer, that business regulate themselves responsibly and be sensitive to the kind of situation that's arisen in Abbey Court and be more caring in the way they relate to people. And I brought with me a quote from Adam Smith, who's usually associated with the idea of the invisible hand and the freedom of property and of business. But people forget that Adam Smith was a moral philosopher, and he understood capitalism as moored in an ethical and moral fabric of society. And he wrote in his Theory of Moral Sentiments, "How selfish soever a man may be supposed, there are evidently some principles in his nature which interest him in the future of others and render their happiness necessary to him." And that's a very optimistic view of human nature, and it's one that was perhaps in some ways more current 250 years ago than it is today. But I think it's something that we can all think of when we're conducting business activities or whatever impinges on the life of others, that the happiness of others is necessary to us because we're all connected. And I think that's a principle that enlivens this board and that underlies the action we're taking tonight.
Thanks, Dan.
I have a procedural question, and the answer might be no. But since Mr. Lucas has said that they're going to stop the predatory towing and they're going to stop the fines and they're pulling back on what they define as an unacceptable vehicle, is there any chance at all that we can get money back for people? Because $210, when you're making what some of these folks, I mean, $210 is a lot of money, but when you're making $7, $8, $9 an hour, I mean, there could be people who are unable to pay the rest of their bills this month because they had to pay $210 to get their car back so that they could go to work. And summer's a really hard time on families because the kids are home all the time, and that runs up your utility bills and it runs up your food bills. So I'm really happy that this has stopped and that we're providing some relief. But is there any chance of getting relief for the people who have already been victimized by this?
I just have to say that I'm not sure that we can really try to apply this rule retroactively. I mean, prospectively, obviously. But as far as having some kind of legal basis to try to recover that,
even if they've acknowledged that they were going a bit too far, and they've said to people, well, if you were denied a permit, come get one, there won't be any problem, then wouldn't that also say that since the car was permittable, then the fee that you're having to pay, you had to pay to get your car back, wasn't really justified, so we'll give you your money back? Or is that just in my own little idealistic world in my head? But I would like us to try and at least make that statement, that because that could be the difference between paying your utilities or paying your car payment or paying your rent. I'd hate to have somebody now have to go to Abbey Court and say, I can't pay my rent this month, I'm $210 short. Well, whose fault is that, you know? No.
think it probably falls into the latter category. I will say I intend to talk a little bit further with the management at Abbey Court, and I'm not sure how optimistic to be about that issue, but I will bring it up in my further discussions with them, Jackie.
Thank you.
All right, if there are no further matters,
move
is there a motion to adjourn?
Move we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you all so much for coming.
Then
thank you.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. We will see you August 26th.
And I move that...